Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, let's go outdoors. My good buddy Steve Carney joins us on the line. Steve, how you been?
I've been great, Steve. Trying to stay dry with all the wet we have. Slush is the name of the game in this northwestern part of the state, central part of the state. It's not pretty. It's been a tough go the last week here. The big issue is, you know, when you drill a couple of holes, you have so much snow on top of the ice that it actually forces the water up over on the top, and you end up having a basic lagoon where you're fishing, and it's affecting everybody in the central part of the state, northwestern part of the state, and a lot of people are actually taking their hard houses off because the water is just, you know, gushing out of there because of the weight. So it's been kind of a tough go. There's a lot of guys that have been, you know, getting stuck out on the lakes with, you know, tracks on their snowmobile freezing up, four-wheelers freezing up just because of the water. So it has been a very difficult start to the ice fishing season almost statewide.
Yeah, and once again, that early bite is a good bite. So people are going to probably fight through it to be out there and catch fish.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of lakes, Steve, that there's not even any human footprints on. Everybody is so spooked that they're not even trying to go out and drill holes. It's just been kind of, you know, that difficult. But, you know, people thought, you know, with this freeze we had, you know, we had 15, 20 below for 5 or 7 days throughout the state. That did not make that much ice. It might have made 2 inches. So people are under the impression that we made 8 or 10 inches of ice, but we did not. It's very typical to have 6-7 inches of ice out there right now, but you got snow out there that's up to your knees, which has made it very difficult. We can get on our spots, but to return to your spot when you've got, you know, 7 inches of water on top of the ice and you're standing in ice water, you can't really fish it again. So it's really kind of changed things, and it looks like a guy's going to have to, you know, road trip, and I really don't want to, but a guy's going to have to go to the far northern part of the state or the far western part of the state where there isn't as much snow and they don't have the slush conditions just because of this, you know, the central part of Minnesota is just in tough shape.
Man, so once again, looks like we're going to stay chilly. But right now, Steve, you made a point. Any big snowstorms would really make the problem worse.
You know, you can barely get out in a four-wheeler right now in a lot of parts of Minnesota. The snow is up to maybe three-quarters of the top of your tires, and if we get more snow, you're done with the ATVs. So this is going to be, no doubt, a snowmobile winter. You're not going to get to your spots walking, and I doubt a lot of people are going to be driving. It's going to be a snowmobile thing, so I'm sure snowmobile sales are reflecting that because people are starting to see that we're not going to get to our spots anyway soon. And, you know, Lake of the Woods is a really good option right now. I'm either going to be going up to Lake of the Woods this week or over to Western Minnesota just to kind of get out of this slush issue. And they're doing very well up there. They're starting to drive up there. Red Lake actually has got so many people on it that it's actually really affected the bite. There's thousands of people up there in a weekend, and it's really pushing a lot of those fish out of that eastern part of Upper Red Lake. So my bet would be Lake of the Woods or far western Minnesota where you don't have those slush issues.
All right, Steve, for those who can hardly wait till spring, how about the 2020 Governor's Fishing Opener in the Otter Tail area, the Fergus Falls? That should be a lot of fun.
You know, that's going to be great, Steve. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be, the theme of it is going to be a panfish paradise, which is actually what Otter Tail County, Fergus Falls is all about. There's going to be a kind of a big deal going on up here Thursday, Friday through the opener on Saturday, and the emphasis is going to be on the wonderful crappie and bluegill fishing up here in the Northwest, and they're already started to get things going on that. And it's going to be, you know, publicized quite well, and it's going to be great. I mean, this is a tremendous walleye area, but really a better panfish area. So the emphasis is going to be on the panfish, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great opener.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. And, of course, we will visit again next week here on CCO, as always.
Sounds good, Steve. I'll be checking in from either far north or far west.
All right, it's a deal.
All right, take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Monday night. Live Outdoors, Ron Shera in studio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.